BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, all the burning questions. For example, what would pop stars have on their washing lines? If you think about it, Sigrid, always in a white t-shirt. So it would just be a line of those. Also, a top toilet tip from Anne-Marie, which I'm going to give a go this evening because I've got not much on.
Mate, I think that's a game changer, that thing, by the way. I don't want to give away too much because it's obviously the start of the podcast, but I've been thinking about it all show since then.
Yeah, it's quite early on in the podcast. Give it a go tonight and let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you. I'm not sure what I'm going to experience, but that's half of the fun, really, isn't it?
You might never leave the toilet if it goes right.
Yeah. Also, we hear from people on what we call the WFH Club. It's the Working From Home Brigade. They're all in their dressing gowns. Ask Me Anything involves someone who licks planes, and I can't stop tidying due to my new obsession, a TV show about tidying up. It'll all become clear.
Scott Mills. One.
Scott Mills here. I think it's fair to say we're all feeling a little bit nipply today.
Nipply?
Yeah, Donna says, get a bit nipply in the cold, now a coffee, and listen to Radio 1 before my other duties of the day. It's freezing, isn't it?
It is very nipply.
You can see me. Look.
Scott Mills.
Mate, I've had such a massive clear out of my house, I think I've gone too far.
In what sense? Is this clothes-wise? Or
everything.
Oh, really?
And now it's, well, the cupboards are pretty bare. Anyway, more on this soon. One of our faves here at Radio 1 is Sigrid, and she is my new tune of the week, I am proud to announce. The songbird from Norway, and the pop star with an enviable collection of white t-shirts.
It's true, if you imagine the washing line there, bit of an odd thought this one, can you just imagine them all hanging up there? All the white shirts, then the blue jeans. And then the trainers.
I've never thought about a pop star's washing line before.
Well, you're talking about chucking things out. Is that essentially what she did? Maybe. Maybe she's ahead of the game. She is quite ahead of the game on a lot of things.
Yeah. A lot of white t-shirts.
Yeah.
Where have you ever seen her not in one? You haven't.
Scott Mills.
I'm trying to think of other pop stars and what they'd have on their washing lines. Sigrid, all white t-shirts.
It's just funny to think of celebrity washing lines. Maybe there's a TV show in it. You never know. Probably.
There's a TV show for everything.
That's what I'm thinking.
Scott Mills.
Whose washing line is it anyway? Is quite good. Andy off of Portrush. I'll let you have that one, yeah. Well, I say I'll let you have it. You came up with the idea, so yeah, it's definitely yours. Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus. Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. It's Scott Mills here. Stormzy on the washing line, all tracksuits.
Yes, you're right.
Round at Storms and Myers House. Any club DJ's washing line. Black T-shirts. If Calvin Harris, muscle fit.
Yeah, there must be more of these. There must be other pop stars. You can just imagine the washing line there.
Struggling to think, but that's cause Blue Monday.
Yeah.
I love that everyone's blaming everything on that today. Not a thing. It's invented so holiday companies can push you holidays.
Also,
ooh, get out of this gloomy weather. It's the most miserable day of the year.
Yeah, well, also, it's not fair on people, is it? Because it's kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's telling you that today you need to be miserable.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. It's good. Look, we're over halfway through the day. Let's have it for the afternoon.
Good. Positive. I like it.
Scott Mills.
Good shout, actually, Hannah. Ed Sheeran's washing line, easy to spot. Black tees and plaid shirts.
Yes. All with the same brand as well.
Well, either Ed Sheeran's washing line or just a load of check shirts that belong to someone that works at Hollister and gets discount.
Yeah. Very true. Do you know what? One of my mates was at a wedding over the weekend and sent me a picture from it. And it's really funny because, you know, when you're an usher at a wedding or you're a bridesmaid at a wedding, you kind of get paired up. So let's say you have four ushers and four bridesmaids. You end up having a parade out together.
Yeah.
Well, my mate was at a wedding where there were four adult bridesmaids and one child bridesmaid.
Okay. Oh, no.
And there were five ushers.
Right, okay.
And he ended up with the short straw, so he had to sort of get paired up with the child bridesmaid for all the photos and everything. It just looks really awkward in the group photos.
Hang on, you sent me this photo and there he is crouching down at the end. That must happen a lot because it's often uneven pairings.
And there's always that photo you've got to do as one of the photos where it's bridesmaids and ushers.
Yeah.
Unlucky, okay. Mate.
Well, yeah. Unlucky there on the end.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come down there then. Yep, good. Okay, coming up, Bring Me the Horizon, Sigma, and my new obsession, which involves excessive tidying.
Scott Mills.
Marshmallow Anne Marie on Radio 1.
Saw this on Anne Marie's Twitter. You're going to love this. She wrote, "Have you ever weed and drank water at the same time? It's so weird. I like it. I can't stop thinking about this ever since, Scott. Have you ever tried it?"
Is that a bit like rubbing your tummy and your head at the same time?
I think it's quite circle of life. I like it. Worth giving a go.
So weed and drink water.
Cup of water whilst you're, yeah.
I have never heard that. I'm going to give that a go tonight. Can you tell I'm really bored? Because January never ends.
Scott Mills.
So on Saturday, I decided that enough was enough. Inspired by this show, this new show, I spent 7 hours clearing out literally everything in my house.
And why? What is this? Some like cry for help or something? Like why were you doing it?
Because I feel better. Because Marie Kondo told me that I would.
Right. Maria Kondo.
Marie Kondo is a show on Netflix, and it's called Tidying Up. And I've just condoed my whole house, and this is my new life now.
Is that what it is, to be condoed?
Yeah, 7 hours. To be honest, I did get tired and a bit bored halfway through, and then just stared at piles of clothes for hours. But so it's a Japanese lady who's like full of, she's just really smiley and really happy.
What I'm imagining here, is she like a Japanese Mary Poppins?
A little bit, yes. Speaks very little English, so her interpreter, who also needs her own show, also called Marie, goes everywhere with her. And it's mad because, like, when she goes round to people's houses and sorts out their stuff and kind of declutters everything, people say at the end of it things like, "This has saved our marriage."
Okay.
It's insane.
So it's a bit like those makeover shows where she comes in and, for maybe reasons I don't fully understand, it makes you feel better about yourself because you tidied your house, tidy mind,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
It's the life-changing magic of tidying up.
Right.
Because Marie loves nothing more than a good mess. Like, if your house is, like, awful, she'll be in there smiling away, and she just creates joy by decluttering.
Is she like those other ones? What's her name? The one that was on Big Brother? The one that you always do impressions of? The one that rifles through your poo?
Oh, Kim Woodburn?
Yes.
Yeah, think her, but now.
Right.
2019, and not nearly as aggressive.
Okay, and this show is big, and this
it's
is what
massive.
She goes in. So, okay, talk to me about how she does it.
Okay, so she will thank your house and thank all the items, but you will get rid of loads. Like, I woke up this morning, I was like, "Oh, I've got nothing left now," because I think I've over-cleared.
Right.
It's like, okay, good, I've got two pairs of pants now. That's
and she thanks the house beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a phrase which is kind of internet famous, does it spark joy? Ask yourself, with every object, before you ever decide whether it stays or goes, does it spark joy in your heart? If it doesn't, get rid.
Well, how do clothes spark joy? Like, my clothes here, do my
None of your clothes spark any
spark
joy to me, Chris.
What about my pants? Do my pants spark joy then?
Absolutely not. She would have them out of the house in a second.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just like, I feel better.
I just don't I don't understand this sparking joy thing.
You also anyway. Need to focus on, not on what to chuck out, but on what to keep. Because, like, when you have a clear out, think of it, you mostly tend to focus on what you're going to throw away. Marie's approach, which is the right approach, is the opposite. She says, concentrate instead on what you're going to keep. Because there'll be so much stuff of sentimental value from, like, your lives, that is kind of too overwhelming to start with to think about what to get rid of. So think about what you want to keep.
I mean, it sounds absolutely rubbish, but this is the new you, right?
Yep, it's the new me. I bet you loads of people would be like, yes, it's changed my life.
Scott Mills.
Here she is.
Hello, I'm Maria Kondo.
That's her.
That's the one.
And the question.
Hold each item and choose item that spark joy for you.
Does it spark joy? If not, get rid.
Scott Mills.
We are Sophie off of Cobra. Watch one episode Friday morning, 3 p.m. Half a clothes in black bin bags. That's what happened to me.
This is ridiculous.
I like some people are like, Scott, mate, what are you on about? Grace, I'm not the only one here, am I?
Basically, I am like Marie Kondo's biggest fan. I am literally obsessed with this show. I watched like 5 minutes of the first episode and I was online buying storage boxes.
It's way more popular than I thought it is, if that makes sense. I didn't realise so many people were watching this.
Yeah, I didn't actually until I just, like, it came up on my Netflix, like, homepage, and then I, like, Googled it and Twittered it and Instagrammed it. And I was like, people are actually folding their clothes the same as me now. Like, yeah. I feel like a different person.
It's the Japanese way.
So my boyfriend FaceTimed me last night, and he was like, right, I'm just rearranging my bedroom. And I was like, hold on, go downstairs, get a bin bag. We are doing this now. We are doing the Marie Kondo thing. Like, it's happening.
What, so you condoed your boyfriend on FaceTime?
Yeah, 100%, like 11:30 last night.
Does your boyfriend enjoy getting condoed?
I don't think so, because he was like, I don't like this side of you. Like, you're stressing me out and you're mean. And I was like, okay, she's like the sweetest little Japanese lady. And I've just not quite mastered that yet.
I don't want to get too personal into your relationship, Grace, but with your boyfriend, you're at that stage of your relationship where you will FaceTime each other and spend quite a bit of time doing it, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we FaceTime each other all the time. And as well, he's going to move into my flat. So I'm like, right, let's sort your bedroom out of your mum's house and then she can have it as a spare bedroom. So let's rip it apart. And I really enjoy doing this. Like, if I tidy, I go in.
This would terrify me though, Scott. So if you two were going at my bedroom...
Oh my word.
That sounds weird the way I put it,
I really know what I mean. Start.
Like, you, so what, you go through the wardrobe and you roll everything?
Yeah, so you start out by like getting all the clothes out of the wardrobe, putting them all on the bed, and then it's the whole like spark and joy thing.
This is what I did on Saturday. Yes.
What do you mean spark and joy?
Yeah, and it takes forever. But you're like, have I worn that top in a year and a half? No. Right. So it's going.
Yeah.
Do and those... it's like you just end up with an empty wardrobe.
Right. Oh, this is what I was saying earlier. Right. So I opened my drawers this morning and my closet, and now there's hardly anything in there. And now I think I've gone too far.
Yeah, there is that sense of like going too far. I literally took about 4 bin bags up to my parents' house of old clothes that I don't fit in, and now I have nothing to wear. So I was like, but I think I feel a bit cleansed after it all.
Yeah, like, but I've also got an empty house.
You two are weird.
Okay, yeah, that's an issue.
Does your boyfriend enjoy this?
No, but he doesn't enjoy most things that I do. Not sure we're that well suited. But no, I think it's just like I love like interior design and things looking nice. So I think I get like this big buzz off it. But he's just like, I mean, my clothes are my clothes. They will sit how they will sit.
Do you do this with your boyfriend? The whole like FaceTime thing, show me around your bedroom, I'll you know, you need to fold that. You need to fold that. Maybe we get this little Japanese lady on the show at some point. What's her name?
Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I really hope so. She'll have to have a translator though, right?
Yeah, she'll have to come. But she does everywhere, doesn't she, with her?
Yeah, obviously.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, see, that is the issue. Chris in Salisbury Shrewsbury got into the show only last week. Now owns 3 t-shirts and 1 pair of jeans, and that's it.
You're a big gamer, pup.
You ain't my mother!
Yes, I am!
The Radio 1 Jazz Lab!
Imagine being able to go to the actual Queen Vic and reenacting, get out my pub.
It's just profile picture ahoy, isn't it, this one?
Now, here's the thing. Jan Slam today is you and a mate going behind the scenes in EastEnders to see what happens in Albert Square. Now, they don't do tours of EastEnders, but I was lucky enough to get one once.
Yeah, that was because you knew someone on it, right?
It's because I knew Max Branning.
Yeah.
So I did manage to go around and I had a lovely tour with Max.
It's incredible how many of these prizes you've done
Jake
in your own life.
What else have I done?
So I'm starting to notice the stories that you give on every one of these prizes. Like, now I've done this before.
When you go into the Queen Vic, it blows your mind.
Yeah, what's it like?
It's like a pub. But then you've got the old Queen Vic head there. I mean, so many legendary things have happened in that pub. So much drama.
I'd love to go along to that, right, and just recreate certain scenes.
After a couple of drinks, that'd be so fun.
Oh, mate, I'll spend 10 minutes just recreating stuff.
You're not my mother!
Especially because you can take a friend to this as well.
Yeah.
So you can really go for it. Practice Absolutely. Beforehand.
You'll also meet some of the cast. Spoiler, though, can I say this? You can't actually walk into the Queen Vic.
What do you mean?
So, have I spoiled the tour?
No,
have I spoiled the tour?
Don't spoil.
No, okay, so you're on Albert Square, and there's the Queen Vic, right? And you're like, okay, I'm going to walk through the doors now, into the pub. There's nothing on the other side.
So you've got to go to another place
There's another set, like in another bit of the building, and that's the inside of it.
All right.
Anyway, you'll see all this on the tour. Hope I haven't spoiled it for you.
Thing is, that will be the anecdote that you come away from if you win this, telling everyone.
Yeah, you can't even go into Queen Vic. It's somewhere different. So this is an incredible prize and somewhere that, like I said, you can't buy or win generally because you can't go on the EastEnders set. It's a closed set. The only thing standing between you and this prize is, as you know, 3 questions. Listen to Radio on Breakfast with Greg James tomorrow at 8 o'clock for your chance to win.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Scott Mills.
Time for Ask Me Anything. We want to speak to the kind of people where they tell you what they do and then you've got so many questions. If you're one of those people, if you know someone that is, I'm inviting you to email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, so we can ask you all the questions that everyone listening is thinking. Okay, let's do it. Hello, who are you, please?
Hello, my name's Alan, and I lick planes.
Yes, Alan, you lick planes.
Yeah.
Well, you are perfect for this. It's a very quirky thing to do.
Thanks. It's a bit odd, but I'll accept quirky.
So many questions.
Yeah, so many questions.
What was the first plane you licked?
Oh, it was a while ago. It was back when Air Tours was still in operation, and I was going to Tenerife with the family.
And what was the thing that you were like, I need to lick this?
Do you know what? I have no clue. For as long as I can remember, I've just been licking planes, but the earliest I can remember was that trip.
On that first occasion, there must have been an overriding urge to lick something you know you shouldn't have licked. That's what's incredible about the first time.
Yeah, I suppose like some people have their own sort of things. Like I know some people touch the side of the plane before they get in. It's just mine's gone that extra bit more weird. And
we've got the video here of you licking a plane. Now, I think we should describe what's going on. You walk up the stairs of the plane, then what you're licking is the sort of the outside of it, right next to the door. So I mean, yeah. It is really quite disgusting. And what's amazing, there's a queue of people going onto the plane,
yeah,
watching you lick the outside of a plane for good luck.
Is it for good luck, though?
It is, yeah. I can't imagine now getting on a flight without doing it.
But I need to know why you do it, Alan.
I don't even know. I'm just putting it down to good luck.
Yeah, you sound confused yourself, and I'd be confused as well if I found myself licking planes.
Yeah, my family, friends are confused.
Are you seeing someone at the moment? Is this your girlfriend in the video?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend, Jessie.
And she's saying what about the licking of the planes?
It's disgusting. She sat right next to me.
There she is. She's there.
She's sort of piping up.
Disgusting, but not enough to dump him.
I considered it.
There you go. She considered it.
It's not something that she somehow found slightly appealing about you.
Well, I'm trying to get her to do it. And see, she's having none of it.
How many have you licked, Alan?
I was trying to count the other day with my parents. I think it's well over 50.
So this is something you would do at the dinner table with your parents, is it, on a Sunday or whatever?
Well, basically, they flew out to Cape Verde yesterday, and I said to them, make sure you lick the plane for good luck. And my father gave me that look as if to say, you weirdo, I'm not doing that.
It is a bit weird, to be honest with you, mate. What do planes taste like?
It's just a cold
metal.
There's nothing really to it.
Would you ever consider stopping? You like going to, I don't know, like getting some help for it?
I don't think I'd need help. I'm sure it'd be pretty easy to stop, but it's just...
But you can't.
If I stop, what if?
That's the problem. If you stop, the plane will go down, so it's not worth it. So it's just not worth the risk, is it? It's not something you can even really play around with.
Exactly.
Did you... You remind me of a guy I saw last week or the week before... who goes around licking doorbells, and there's a video of him.
Do you know what? I got tagged in that video so many times by friends and family.
Maybe Scott, you could be friends with him.
Doorbells isn't really my thing, but...
You're both lickers.
I get it. Yeah, we are both lickers.
The video of this guy licking doorbells, Scott. It's, you know, like my doorbell where it's got a camera in the doorbell?
Yeah.
So you can see when someone presses it. It's footage of this guy and he's there just licking away.
Why?
It's the way he looks into the camera as well as he's doing it.
Yeah.
Special.
Okay. Have you been told off for it?
Not told off. I've been caught many times. The most embarrassing was I was flying to Dubai on an A380, and you can imagine how sort of pristine the Emirates staff are. Mm. And she just looked at me and she's like, did you just lick that plane? I was like, no, what are you on about?
There's some kind of thrill in this for you.
Conversation. Oh,
I agree with you, Scott. I think there is a thrill in it. Do you remember when Ariana Grande was caught licking donuts?
Yeah.
It was a bit naughty, wasn't it?
Yeah, in a shop.
See, that's naughty. This is weird.
What else do you like to lick?
Just planes.
Just planes for you.
All right, well, I think I'm done, Chris.
I'm struggling to think of more questions. That's the wonderful thing about this bit of the show. You feel like you want to get it all out your system. You don't want to have any question regrets. You don't want to regret not having asked a guy who licks planes every question you want to ask.
Yeah.
But I'm looking around the room here. Are we all happy with the amount of questions that we've given this guy? Yeah.
We done?
I think so, yeah. I think I'm done.
All right, Alan, you plane licker.
Thank you very much. Radio 1.
Do you want to be an Ask Me Anything? Are you Even more out of the ordinary than Alan, the plain licker. Email scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Sam is 23. He just emailed for me a potential Ask Me Anything in the future. He likes to correct menu orders.
What? What does that even mean?
So he's been on to the restaurant that rhymes with... With Ranky and Wenny's about a menu error because they had a double space in one of their item menus.
Oh, no.
I hate that too.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for this.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Jerry is 26. Where are you today, Jerry?
I'm down here in Fermanagh, right beside Donegal, Scott.
And you are, as I call it, WFH today, working from home.
Yes, working from home every day, my man.
Every single day?
Yeah, I do the 7-7. So I get up, I walk 7 metres to work, and I work 7 hours a day.
That's wicked.
Do you actually get anything done, though?
I do. Well, I'm on the radio, so of course I do.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't have the discipline.
You got it. I'm a worker, you know.
Are you in a dressing gown right now?
No, but I am in my shorts. So, you know, I'm decently enough dressed, you know, if anybody had the surprise and walk in on me, I suppose.
Yeah, come on, you don't have to dress up really smart to go to work, Scott. Look at you.
All right.
No, I'm just saying, like, no one knows what you're dressed as to do your job, do you?
I've even put a smart coat on for you today.
Yeah, you actually do look quite smart.
And that's what I get. I don't think I'd ever get dressed if I was working from home.
Although, think about it. Imagine if we did do the show from Echo Falls every day. Because the dream is to get a studio built into there, isn't it, Scott?
I mean,
we've discussed this after a couple of drinks.
Everyone says that they would want to go to Radio 1, but let's be honest, if you could just do it from Echo Falls, that's the dream.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at doing.
Are we?
You need to aim for this for your next team meeting. You need to get this on the board.
You're okay, Jerry. I'll
get it in the contract, Jerry. All right, this is what I've got. This is what I've got for you today on Bangers. You forget how many Auras had, you know. Rita Ora, I Will Never Let You Down.
Bit of Rita on a Monday, one of better tracks. That's definitely, like that, that's cool, man.
All right, Jerry, I'm going to try and tempt you away with my banger choice, which is this.
I never understood why this is a problem.
Very different to Rita Ora. This is The View, same jeans. Yeah, mate, I totally agree. I'll wear my same jeans for
4 weeks.
5 months.
Actually, he will, though. To the point we have to crack them with a hockey stick to get them to break.
No, it never gets that bad. It's only when the stains build up to a point where you really notice it. It's only really when you start having a go at me that I change them.
I think, Scott, you were pulling them out of the bag.
Yeah.
But for Monday and someone wants to sing along to on a Monday, it's got to be Chris, man. Oh, it's got to be Chris.
Only because you don't wear jeans.
My man.
Well, I know.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm going to go to a disco in the middle of the town.
One. Did you know that Megan from Love Island once got egged on a date? Neither did we, until she told us on the Worst Dates podcast.
They threw eggs at the car, and one hit me in the face.
On the date?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Arielle Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
I've snuck a full Chinese into Sydney. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels?
Does your mum know about that?
She does now.
Each week, we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
I just don't like the whole, like, chewing of your mouth I've been talking to me. All I can do is stare at their mouth.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
I know I probably discussed this on Radio 1 when this song was out, but what is the rule for jeans?
What?
It's wearing just, them. Yeah, it just made me think about it again now. What's the cut-off point? Like, how many days? Because they're saying that 4 days is a bad thing.
I'm sure your Japanese lady would subscribe to sort of new jeans every day.
Marie Kondo would be all over...
But then she says not many jeans, does she?
Maybe she said chuck out all jeans except for one pair and just wear those for the rest of your life.
Good choice by Jerry there, I thought. That is The View and Same Jeans on BBC Radio 1. Most people agreeing with your one there today.
Yep.
Hey, there's a real interesting group of people that I've never really thought listen to this show every day, and they are the WFH Club, the workers from home. We've got Hannah in London, also working from home today. She's made a den in her bed. She's still in her PJs. She is cozy as right now. Charlotte, listening to Radio 1. I work from home, 100% still in my dressing gown right now.
Scott Mills.
All the workers from home are on. Monica in Bedfordshire. She's been in her running gear all day. Why would you need to get changed? Got Matt there in Torquay, well comfortable in his PJs. Alex in Watford's got special work pyjamas, basically just comfy clothes. Loads of people are like, a den in PJs, not working. They are, they're just on their laptops. They're still doing work. Sure. Ava Max, still the UK's official number one coming up. Also, a song you may have not heard in some time from Bastille and Camel Fat. So, huge, huge prize again on Jan Slam tomorrow morning with Greg James. Listen at 8 a.m. and you and a friend could go behind the scenes of EastEnders and visit actual Walford. Soak up the atmosphere of the total fictional borough of East London, Walford. I've worked out why they called it Walford, by the way.
Why?
Because I think the nearest town is Watford.
Yes, they can get away with filming stuff from the shop signs. That's what I always thought.
Oh, that's clever.
Do you see what I mean? But I find it weird when EastEnders goes outside of Walford. And they occasionally do it. Like, when they're going to meet a long-lost friend, sort of thing, who then conveniently becomes part of the show.
Yeah. I don't also like the spin-off sometimes where it's like, here's Cat and Alfie in Spain. No. I want to see... I get reassurance from the square and from the Vic and all that.
But, I mean, really think about what you'd like to do in Walford with your time there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're going to get this chance once.
Like... Ian Beale's kitchen, the dream.
Absolutely.
Alfie's stairs, where he fell down them on Christmas Day. Sorry if you haven't watched that one yet.
Maybe something in the square.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the tube entrance to Walford East, which goes absolutely nowhere. Am I ruining this because I've done the tour?
Just think of the boomerangs that you can do from this.
The tube entrance is there, like, for the tube, but then...
Stop talking about the technicalities.
Sorry.
Just treat this as if you're promoting a holiday to Walford.
Now, you cannot visit Walford. You cannot get a trip around EastEnders. They're really funny about it. I know this because I tried once when I was filming something there, and they were like, get out! So this is exciting. If you love EastEnders, no one gets to see this, right? The only thing standing between you and the prize, three simple questions. Listen to Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James tomorrow at 8 a.m. Meet some of the cast and go to the actual Vic and the Tube Station and wherever you want to go. Have a think about where your favourite EastEnders place will be. Iconic.
Maybe the Laundrette.
Yes, to the Laundrette.
Sit on one of
forgot.
The washing machines. Maybe. Can't guarantee that.
All of this is possible.
Scott Mills.
People are so up for this EastEnders prize, you know. Rob in Devon says, hey, the food always looks amazing. Will the cafe be open during the EastEnders visit if we win?
It does look banging, to be fair. Sizzles.
I'm not sure it's a working cafe, Rob.
No.
I think it's a set.
Oh, Scott, stop ruining it for people. It's not nice.
Em in Chichester says, no one loves EastEnders more than me. This Jan Sam prize is mine. Listen to 8 a.m. Greg James tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and he will tell you how to get this incredible money cannot buy EastEnders prize. Think about it. You could sit in Ian Beale's kitchen and recreate the iconic moment from Ian, full on sobbing. I've got nothing left. Just with a little bit of snot coming out of one nostril.
Scott Mills.
Right, Emily, how can we help you?
So, I was just a little bit shocked, really, because I followed the Radio 1 account on Twitter the other day, and I was watching some of the videos that you all post, and I was just a little bit shocked about what you all look like.
Yeah, oh. I can relate to this, yeah.
Had you not seen any of us before?
No, so I listen to Radio 1 every day, most of the day, and so I know your voices quite well, yeah. But I'd never really seen pictures or videos of what you look like.
Okay.
And I was just a little bit surprised, really, because you weren't as I imagined.
Yeah, so you've said shocked and surprised.
Yeah. This is not going to go well.
Is the next word disappointed?
Well, no, not disappointed. It wasn't what I imagined it to be.
Okay. Can you talk me through what you imagined?
Well, I imagined Chris to be, like, a little bit older than what he actually looks like. Sorry, no offence.
No offence will be taken. What I'll say here is you have a free pass to be really honest, okay?
Oh, God.
On both of us. So
I
really
kind of thought that Chris was kind of a little bit older, kind of mid-50s, kind of early 60s. Not looking anything like that you do.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So you think...
Okay.
Do you think I sound like I'm in my 60s? Or do you think I just look like it? Yeah, that's what I sound like.
Yeah, you kind of sound like it, because that's what I kind of thought. I was like, oh, he's a lot younger than what he sounds like.
All right.
You sound very wise, and, like, you've seen a lot in your life.
Wise?
This is incredible.
What do you mean by talk about where people were conceived on the radio? So maybe not.
Oh God, you're a little bit sassy. I like this. So when you say that I've seen a lot in my life, what do you mean by that?
You know, like, I feel like you've had like quite a lot of experiences with different situations and dealings with different people.
Hmm.
You know a lot about the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't be more wrong.
and
Scott Mills?
Scott, well, see, that's where it gets quite interesting. You sound very intelligent, kind of like you're a university tutor from your tone of voice.
How old do you reckon?
Probably kind of mid-30s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know how old you actually are.
I don't understand how you can get Chris so wrong and me so right.
Well, I don't know.
That's
all
mad,
by the sounds
it?
Of your voice, yeah.
What did you think Scott looked like, though? Sort of describe.
So I kind of thought Scott would have, like, dad kind of look, where, you know, he's trying
dad
to be
boy.
Cool, but he really isn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
So maybe like, you know, a bit of a checked shirt, you know, but then with like the white chinos or the cream chinos.
Yeah,
I would never wear a white chino.
But thinks he's cool. That's what you're saying. The kind of person who really
thinks
sort of
he's
loves
cool,
themselves.
But really probably isn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Little bit embarrassing dad. Kind of look.
All right, then.
You're a big fan of Radio 1.
I am, yeah. As I said, I listen most of the day, really. Catch it in between calls at work, because I'm a carer, so I do quite a lot of driving.
Yeah.
So I listen to the show quite a lot.
I'm just wondering, whilst you're here, I'm interested to know what you thought other people at Radio 1 looked like.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's start with Greg James. Did you know what he looked like before?
I didn't, no. Maybe. So... I thought Chris was a bit old, but I thought he was even older.
Well,
kind
older
of retirement
than 60?
Age.
Retirement age.
Retirement age, yeah.
Greg James, Radio 1 DJ.
Yeah.
Retirement age.
Yeah.
Bald,
yeah.
All right.
Then obviously the video that I saw was him doing the Jam Slam, which then I was very shocked. He was the first one that I'd seen, and I was like, oh no. That's not what he's supposed to look like.
Okay. Clara?
Clara, well, I didn't think her hair was quite as big as it was. It's a very, very big afro.
And Nick Grimshaw?
Oh, I see. I already knew what he looked like, so I kind of had a very good image in my mind of him.
Any other shockers for you?
Well, Dev, I thought he was somebody else. I thought he was the one of the actors that's in Benidorm. So when I looked him up and found that it wasn't the same person, I was like, oh.
Which one?
That's a bit disappointing.
Who's the one in the wheelchair?
The nan.
No, he plays Joey in kind of the newer seasons. But I thought they were the same person because their voice sounds really similar. But... yeah, they're not.
Anyone else?
Matt Edmondson.
Yeah. for some reason, I already knew what he looked like, but I wasn't too sure. But from the fact that he rides on a scooter, can't ever get better from there, I don't think.
It's great. It's like a review.
It's great.
It's not about looks, this. I like she's just going through reviewing everyone.
Yeah. The scooter just isn't great. That needs to go.
Well, Emily, thank you for being so honest with us. And
that's all right.
And completing your review now that you've seen all of us.
This is a shock to the system.
Scott Mills.
So tomorrow, behind the scenes, you and a mate at EastEnders. Long-running BBC soap, which some people absolutely love, like, are obsessed with it. Like Charlotte, hey!
Hello!
You're kind of newly into it, though, aren't you?
Yeah, only for the last, few years, but my friend is a lifelong fan. Absolutely lifelong. And we were saying yesterday how this would be our dream prize, and that if it ever came up, we would absolutely enter, and we never would. And then this morning, obviously...
Wow, what
of all the things that came up, yeah.
That's weird. Imagine if one of the Janslam prizes was to go around EastEnders, and then it is.
Yeah, that's literally what we think. We did also say it would be great if you could be an extra as well. That was kind of part of the discussion. So I don't know if that would be possible to throw in there. But just to go on the set would be awesome.
Yeah. Let's start with the tour and go from there. So in a dream world, where would you rush to first if someone gave you the keys to Albert Square?
So definitely to the Vic, definitely first. See Mick and Linda, for sure.
Yeah.
And then probably have a little walk around the square and go to the Laundrette. I think that's quite iconic. Definitely have to stop in there. Yeah, everywhere.
All of this is possible. You'll see how it's made. You'll meet some of the cast. So I'm guessing that you'll be really near the radio tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's just three questions. Listen to Radio on Breakfast with Greg James tomorrow at 8 a.m. for your chance to win. Good luck!
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. Heather, who's on her way from work early. She's going to get some wines tonight. She's done dry January till now, but miserable, isn't it?
We're just going for it on the Monday. I don't know, this Blue Monday thing, I think you got it bang on when you said earlier, we just need to be positive. And you made another good point earlier, which was that it's very nipply at the moment.
So nipply.
So if anything, let's just call it Blue Nipply Monday.
That's right. Matt in Leeds is on his way home as well. A lot of people like finishing early because it's like, I'm done.
Yeah, that'll do for today.
Yeah, that'll do. That's enough, thank you.
Scott Mills.
Question, what would you send someone to say good luck? Flowers, chocolates?
Yeah, generally speaking, yeah.
But what about if you were Arj, Gemma Collins' boyfriend, and she was about to appear on Dancing on Ice? It's different.
Gemma, there's two smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels from your favourite delicacy in Essex. Michelle and the girls have given you two bagels to say well done and they're proud of you.
Two bagels, of course.
Scott Mills.
On Friday, we do an extra podcast because there's no actual radio show on the radio between 1 and 4. And we invite questions from you. So if you've got questions about anything to do with the show, maybe you want to find out what happened to people that you heard on there before, but they've not been heard of since, anything about me or Chris, anything you want to know about the show, this is the place to send them. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Ask us anything about the show for Friday's podcast. Leave a number on the email. We might call you back.
Scott Mills.